many people are as well thinking about nutrition and school meals, and that comes in a variety of forms. It's no longer just the child goes, pays for their, you know, lunch. There are a wide variety of ways that parents interact with the school system to help supply nutrition for their children. So maybe for those people in our audience who don't really know about the program, the Child Nutrition Services Program with the school system, give us a sense of the breadth of the program.
Yes, Judith, it is that time of year with school starting, and of course, we do find that paying for meals is probably the last thing on the mind of a parent who's concerned about getting their kids off to school.
Uniforms, supplies.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. And all that's involved with the first few days. So our meal benefits program is a federal program that is funded by U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it is a vital part of the National School Lunch Program, which was implemented in the 1960s. The meal benefit application process is a way to be able to determine the financial
circumstances of the
correct for individuals individual households to apply. There are several different parts of the meal benefits program. We do have students in households that are what is called directly certified, and that is just by the fact that they receive financial assistance of other federal programs puts them in that category. However, that is mainly a result of receiving SNAP benefits, as far as we're concerned. There are a few other federal programs, but we do not really see many of those, and we don't really know what type of federal assistance comes to us through that direct certification, which is through the State Department of Education. So that is one means of being able to obtain the meal benefit, which is automatic. Then another way to apply for the meal benefit is through financial income of the household, and they can do that by the traditional paper application, which has really come a long way. It used to be very cumbersome to fill out and complete accurately, I might add, but now we have it where it's fairly user friendly. We do provide assistance to the parent who must fill out the application themselves and provide certain information. In fact, today and tomorrow, we are participating in our centralized registration, which is going on at La Rose and campus, where the parent can apply for meal benefits there, as well as register the children who are either coming in from another district or want to transfer, that type of thing.
So today and tomorrow, through this afternoon and all day tomorrow,
yes,
at La Rosen, people can apply for the benefits.
Yes. We have staff there who have the paper applications and a few other items of information for the start of school regarding child nutrition services. And that paper application can be filled out on site, or they can take it home and bring it back the first day of school. So far we have the direct certification, which the parent does not have to do anything because they're receive free benefits by receiving other federal benefits. Then we have our paper application process, and then we have a real new and improved program, which is our online application, which is really a great way for a parent to quickly and easily apply for the benefit. You can access the on our website. It happens to be on our homepage right now because it's a real hot topic. And it's very user-friendly, very simple. And by the end of the process, the parent will know whether or not they have completed it correctly and whether or not the benefit is received, whether it's free meals or reduced meal prices.
So they go to the Lafayette Parish School System website.
Yes, lpssonline.com. And on the homepage, we have a little article that will click link you to the actual online application, which is called Apply for Lunch. Mm-hmm. And we do have that information going to the school sites at the beginning of the school year. But the traditional way is probably going to be the most widely used this school year. Hopefully, parents will catch on to the computerized version. And I might add that if you don't have a computer at the home, you can easily access that at the public libraries or any federal buildings would have computers available for use. You can even go to come to our office if you like, or you can go to the school board office on Chaplain Drive, where you would have access to that.
So lots of venues where you can access the online form. If you are tuning in, we're talking with Renee Sherville, who's the Director of Child Nutrition Services in the Lafayette Parish School System, talking about meal benefits and ways to sign up for them. And maybe give people a sense of what those benefits are. What can a child receive when they're signed up for a meal benefits? Lunch, breakfast?
Free meal benefit, free or reduced meal benefits, once the application is processed and approved, depending on the income of the household, would determine whether or not the benefit would be free or reduced to the student. They would simply, once that status is approved, and it could possibly be denied if the income does not fit in the income eligibility guideline determined by the government. So we really don't pick and choose who gets free and reduced meal benefits. It's a completely automated system where whatever is on the application is taken at face value. The student, as well as other household members, should be included on the meal benefit, and that, based on the income, will determine the eligibility.
So it's nothing arbitrary or subjective about the process.
No, not at all. Whatever's on the application. So if a parent fills out the paper application incorrectly and puts that the income is received weekly and it's really monthly, chances are they will be denied because it will multiply the weekly benefit for the year instead of it being for the month. So that would be an error. Now we can go back and make parent can reapply, or we can make changes authorization by the parent. Sometimes when any status that is determined is going to be sent home to the parent by mail. So it's always important to have the correct mailing address. And that is provided to the system when they do register. So if there is an address change, possibly from last school year to this school year, parents do need to know that they need to change that information or they won't receive what they need to in the mail. And if there is an error, we can always reapply or make stipulations as to why the application had to be changed. And, we can do it that way. I will say, though, that aside from the directly certified students who do receive other federal benefits, paper applications will be verified through a random process. So it's important that when you do apply, you remember the income, possibly make a copy of it, In the computerized process that we have, we do a random verification, a random selection of all applications submitted. So it's important that you remember what income was actually submitted and how frequent the income is received. Mm-hmm. I would like to say a little bit about how we distribute the paper applications. We do, at the beginning of the school year, provide one application per student. We don't, in the hustle and bustle of the beginning of the school year, first of all, we don't mail them out because we don't know with students or siblings. We have it on record, but at the time of – they may be at different school sites and what have you. So every student is provided one at the beginning of the school year. And we do also keep some on the school site if we need to send more applications to the household, just should they forget to send it back to us or send an incomplete one, it's faster to just send them another one. But it's not necessary for if a household has two, three, or more children, it's not necessary to fill out one application per student. We do provide them per student because we simply don't know the student household. And sometimes siblings may not go to the same household at the end of the day. So it's just for you to know, it's only necessary to fill out one application in a household that has multiple children. It is a multi-family application, a multi-child application. So all students in one household can be placed on the application itself. And there's a section for the students to be written in, and then there is another place where a non-student, say the parents, younger siblings who are not yet in school, older siblings who may be living at the household but are maybe in college, but because they are still part of the household, and that's all relevant to the eligibility.
So it's not too late once school starts to sign up for it. So at the beginning of school, each child will get an application.
We receive applications all year long. Of course, the beginning of school is our peak times, mm-hmm. Household situations do change. Students move into the district as much as they move out. And I know for a fact that in May we're still taking in applications here and there. Mm-hmm. And it's because maybe situations change. And on that note, at the end of the school year in May, we do have our statistics for the whole year, but whatever status the student finishes the school year with will stay in effect the first 30 operating days of the new school year. So if, you know, parents don't need to worry about really rushing and worrying about how their child will eat because they know they must rely maybe on the free or reduced benefit. It's just not a good idea to wait too long just in case something happens with the application. It may be filled out incorrectly. We may have to reprocess another one if the benefits are denied and parent calls and says, I know I was free last year. Did I do something wrong? Can you look it up and clarify? Quite a few things can happen. So, but just for parents to know that ending status, whether it's free, reduced, or paying, will remain in effect for the first 30 operating days. Now, the parents who do have to pay, whether it's reduced price or full price, those folks, if they really are intent on trying to see if they qualify for the benefit, it would be a very good idea for them to apply online or try and get it in to us as soon as possible. With the volume that we have coming in, our staff works not 24/7, but we put in some pretty long hours and weekends trying to get everybody processed. And what used to take probably a month and a half to process, we can now do in about 3 weeks' time. So we do know that time is important to those folks who don't have the benefit yet. Parents do also need to realize that if they have a paying status and there is no benefit and you neglect to fill out the application, the meal charges, which is not necessarily a charge to the account, it's just it's the record of the meals the student has eaten without paying. Parents are still responsible for those fees, and the fee will stay with the student until the time that they graduate.
Well, it also sounds like your office is very helpful and a good resource so that if anyone has questions about where to fill something out or a question about their status from last year, it sounds like they can call your office and inquire.
All of our information, our contact information, and all of the information that I'm providing at the moment is on our website. We have a meal benefits coordinator, Brandy Lally, who could not be with us today because she is at Central Registration processing, helping to process applications there. So she will probably be the one to answer all of the questions, or any of our staff who participate in the processing, because it's a time where everybody who has a little bit of free time helps, in, whether it's proofing or organizing the applications so that they can be scanned and processed. It's a big team effort, mm-hmm. and I do commend my staff because we're all about speed. so we know that it's a time where we need to just work real hard to get our students those benefits.
Right. And I guess people always have questions about, you know, your title is Child Nutrition Services. Are there any changes in school nutrition guidelines that have been instituted in Lafayette Parish? Or?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We are required to follow what's called the new meal pattern, which was implemented by the hard work and dedication of Michelle Obama, who was instrumental in pushing forth the legislature that's called the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010. And we are in the process of, we're in our third year of implementing those changes, which was really a gradual implementation. For instance, by this school year, our grains had to be a certain percent whole grain. Well, Lafayette Parish is 100% whole grain. Next year, we have to implement certain breakfast requirements, which we are doing already.
Mm-hmm. Are there fresh fruit and vegetable requirements as well?
Oh, yes. That's really the whole focus of the mm-hmm. new meal pattern. It's to try and get students to learn about and to know that there's other fruit and vegetables out there other than juice and maybe no vegetables at all, mm-hmm. because that's our biggest push. And we're required to provide a certain amount of vegetable and fruit on the plate in certain quantities for the day and for the week. It's like a puzzle. You have to provide so much, but you still have to so many of those items, but you still have to stay within the calorie limits mm-hmm. for different grade groups. And we have to divide all that for the elementary, middle school, and high school. So it really is a big challenge. And also, we all know that the students really are not accustomed to eating a lot of the stuff that we have on the plate. So we do have a lot of plate waste with the fruit and vegetables and other things too. They may not really want to drink the milk. They may take it. And of course, we primarily do an often versus serve.
Sounds like age-old problems.
Yes, yes. So it's lunches. Not, yeah. They don't always right. like the items. But we mm-hmm. do zero in on the items that they do like. Mm-hmm. Like we have our rice and gravy days, which the kids still love. And we may have to put a leafy green in there with it, but they still get the rice and gravy. So it's, you know, it's a process. And we're finding that the students, the younger students who come in and are encouraged to eat the new items, they're more accepting now. So it's a gradual process, but I think it's really working. Mm-hmm. And in our high schools, we offer the students, all of the vegetables. It's very surprising. If you offer it, they are learning to take mm-hmm. it, and fruit as well. Fruit used to be, we try all different ways to mix fruit or offer it seasonally and, of course, canned and frozen. Pricing is a big issue because all of that is more expensive, and we've had to implement all of this without much government assistance. However, we did qualify for, because of the way our menus are planned and planned correctly, that we did qualify for what's called a 6 cent certification. So we get a little bit more per meal now, and it really has helped with our expenses.
You're doing a good job on that puzzle.
Well, we try real hard. Yes.
Yeah. If you are just tuning in, I want to let you know that my guest is Renee Sherville. She's the Director of Child Nutrition Services here in the Lafayette Parish School System, talking about meal benefits and how people can apply for them at the start of school. Although you have well into the school year, I mean, you can apply for them all year long, but the students will get a paper at the beginning of the year. But right now, they are signing kids up at La Rosen in Lafayette Parish. You can go there. You can also go online to the Lafayette Parish School System website, and right on the front page, there's an application for the meal benefits. So lots of ways to find out about meal benefits and lots of ways to sign up for them. If you don't, again, as Renee said, if you don't have a home computer, many resources in town, public libraries, federal buildings, many places to find computers that you can use to sign up for the meal benefits plan. Anything else they need to know, parents might need to know, or students listening right now, to remind their parents what they need to do?
Well, if any assistance is needed, I guess that's the best place to start. They can call our office at 521-7375. That will take you directly to our meal benefits office. And also, if they do go online, any questions, if they go to the Child Nutrition website, it will tell you all about meal benefits, meal payments, meal policies, the menu itself, other nutritional resources, our wellness policy, our frequently asked questions, which are real helpful to a lot of parents. It'll also talk about the new meal pattern and just other services that we provide, for instance, diet modifications to students with dietary problems. We do have quite a few students with diabetes, glucose intolerance.
And you all account for that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have someone on staff that personally sees that the diets are modified correctly and that the student gets the gets the appropriate meal.
That's fascinating. I don't know that all of our listeners know just how complex it is and how hard you all work to make sure that the nutrition is appropriate in the school system. Now, we do cover most of South Louisiana, so I want to remind people in other parishes that we're very sure that your school system has similar services and you can call their offices or go online and find out about these very same issues as well, about applying for meal benefits in your parish. But my guest is with the Lafayette Parish School System, Renee Sherville, Director of Child Nutrition Services. Right now, this afternoon and tomorrow at La Rosen, you can go and fill out paper forms for the meal benefits. If you miss that online, or if you miss that, your child will get a paper on the first day of classes. Any other ways that they should know about?
Well, I think that covers our meal benefit program, and again, all of our meal service topics are online as well. Parents do also have the ability to pay for meals online, whether they're reduced or full pay, because we do have an online payment system where the parent can go in the students, create a student account and pay for their meals online to make sure that they can they have money in the account.
That's very convenient.
Now, there are some other features to that program. They can view the history and see what the student is actually purchasing in addition to the meal. If they maybe we do have a few offerings at the meal service, it could be juice or water or an extra milk sometimes that they would want. Mm-hmm. And they can, just at a glance, see how far the funds will take them in the week or the month. And online, we also have the total meal payment schedule for the year by month and by the year so that the parent can
see
how much
schedule.
Meals will cost at both the reduced price and the full price.
Well, it sounds like a very thorough and convenient website that you have.
Yes, we do have a really informative website, and we try and keep it updated as much as possible. Things do change, but as far as this information is concerned, only probably only on a yearly basis.
Right. Correct. Well, I hope everyone gets an opportunity in Lafayette Parish to check that site out, the Lafayette Parish School System website, and then you can go to the Child Nutrition Services website as well. My guest, Renee Scherville, is the Director of Child Nutrition Services in the Lafayette Parish School System. Well, thanks so much for coming by to let us know more about it. And anyone listening who knows someone whose child may need these benefits, please let them know, and they can check out that information as well. Thank you so much, Renee.
You're welcome.